Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If Evan Conley was a fraction of the quarterback Kyle Bolin was... Nick
and James Strebel.
He hasn't had that UK moment yet, but
my pinky off right now to have Kyle Bolin for 2 years on this football team. Kyle Bolin would start over either one of any of these quarterbacks
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I would agree with that.
Oh, he's better.
I wouldn't chop a pinky off, but it would be an upgrade or an option. Reminder, Miller Lite pregame coming up at the top of the hour or so. Patty Ice, if we go to 602, 603, he will not be happy, but he'll be okay. He'll get over it. Quick reminder, GE Appliances is hiring, guys, full-time for all shifts. Join the manufacturing team today. Make up to $660 per week. Apply today. MakeItAtThePark.com. MakeItAtThePark.com. All right, it's the mixtape. We do this every Friday. We have some fun. We make fun of ourselves. It ain't serious. It's all good.
Yeah.
This is heavy. A little bit of rummage. Heavy with you and heavy with your boy Blank.
The three wise men
of the mixtape.
Right.
So we do that. Well, let's jump into it. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, and it's right now.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
I bet Locke would have loved the alley.
He's probably right there. He's probably there. All right, first sound on the mixtape is...
Tucky.
I don't even know the man.
He is a dandy. There's one of a kind. Okay, one of a kind with Locke.
Yeah, they broke the freaking mold. They made him.
What does he do at Spectrum?
He's an anchor. He's a serious journalist guy now. But here he was just a weird reality check radio Coach Cal hater.
Well, we ought to have him on the show. Can we get him to come in or get him on
sure.
the radio? Well, let's.
I
do
would
that.
Love nothing more.
Let's do that. Let's get that lined up.
That's Dan Issel-Wanny, Lachlan McClain in studio.
Look, he thinks of ways to hate Kentucky. That's how much he hates them. Didn't we take his place? Yeah.
He went to Spectrum.
He moved. It's kind of like the kid in Owensboro going to Rutgers. He left here to go to Spectrum. Well, he has a nickname, you know, and I was the one that gave it to him.
What's that?
Dr. Doom. Because he was always complaining about everything, right, Process? He was bitching and moaning about everything.
The Luminary!
Whoa, Pratt!
So they ask him, and he says, I really would love to come on, but I have a non-compete. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just hilarious. Compete. They let the network anchors come on and talk to us. They're not going to let the Spectrum evening news anchor come as a guest.
That's unbelievable. That's when the computer died during Bobby V's show.
Fabulous Phil Baker remembered that when they would be doing... Sunday morning hangover, and the stuff with Baffert broke. The story with Baffert broke. Locke called them and wanted to go on the air. So I guess the non-compete is only on weekdays and your old time slot or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
God, that's glorious.
We beat UK. And also, if y'all saw Teddy Bridgewater out there doing Teddy Bridgewater things yesterday, It was and Devontae Parker making plays. It was a Cardinal day yesterday. It was a Cardinal weekend. It's all I do is win. Let's play it.
Who's that?
Who was that?
I have no idea what
that was. That was a caller.
Cardinal weekend.
Basically, the reason why I'm going to do this for an hour is I wanted to tell everybody about the alley over here.
Oh, no.
The alley is, it's the new destination. The alley is right where Boxley terminates at Floyd Street. So, Boxley and Floyd, that is where, that is where the alley is. As the lead singer for the Louisville Crashers is on my family's patio table, or picnic table, I guess it is. And he's just going table to table, just dancing and singing with people. And it is a party down here, regardless of how Louisville looked against Ole Miss. This is a little bit distracting here with the Louisville Crashers lead singer walking over patio tables here at the alley. It's the first musical act here, and we've already got lead singers on elevated surfaces. So it's a Louisville football tailgate, and I don't know if he's gonna sing on every single patio table or if he's gonna go back to the stage at any point here.
Man, inject that into my veins.
Love it.
We have this brand new place called the Alley, and it's a party here. Come over here to the bar. They got a neon sign that says "Go Cards or Go Home," and you know it's and they got bird watching going on here, and it's a full bar. The concession prices here are better than what you'll get inside the stadium. So, you know, come here. We have this brand new place called the Alley, and it's a party here.
The Alley, I'm not going to take away from the Alley. The Alley was great. The Alley is a great idea.
The Alley's undefeated.
It's a very good fan experience. I haven't really seen anybody else with anything like it. I mean, so it's just convenient. It's right across the street from the stadium. You go there and, you know, you've got beer lines, you've got cornhole, you've got a band playing, it just works. It's a good idea. And then nobody could get into the football game. The Alley was a winner.
You know, as a side note here, isn't it beautiful that we're a fan base that's allowed to drink inside of our own stadium? That we can be trusted to drink alcohol inside of a football stadium and watch our favorite team do that. Congratulations, Louisville fans. You're not lightweights like the people over there at the University of Kentucky and the fans that are there in Lexington. Mitch Barnhart doesn't trust them to drink alcohol. Could you imagine UK putting together something like the Alley and putting a bar in it? You could never imagine that they would do that. They would never. Like, Mitch would be like, no, you can have this party place and serve Coca-Cola. You know, that's Mitch's idea of fun. So we're fortunate that we have a fan base that's trusted to drink alcohol.
Oh, man. He was 8 minutes in there, Jack, and he knew he had it. He looked down and he had 52 minutes left.
I got to do something.
Like, and he's like, my pivot here has to be the dog on Kentucky.
Yeah.
The Alley was a blast, though, pregame. I mean, it was just a little difficult because the guy from the Louisville Crashers is like coming over and singing. And I got people trying to come up and like take pictures and talk to me while I'm on the air. It's like very distracting. But that
was Jared level bragging, right? Humble bragging right there.
You're wondering about the fan experience process. Yes, you can go over there 4 hours before kickoff. The Alley's going to be out there. Food trucks, cheap drinks and spirits and things like that. I don't know what the live music is this week, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And Mark Innes and I'll be out there from 3 to 5:30 for the drive.
You'll be over at the Alley.
That's
right?
The plan.
You'll be over
That's
at the alley.
Plan.
Man.
We'll be over there at the Alley, and I'm looking forward to seeing more people and getting the festive atmosphere that we had last week because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun here. I will be at Otter Creek, but it'll be fun
I'll
here.
I'll send you lots of pictures.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know what? Like the Alley, I like the Alley. The Alley was great.
The Alley was awesome.
The Alley was amazing. I love that. That's a great idea.
Oh, we know you love the Alley. I think the whole Grossman had like 20 clips of you talking about the Alley from the Alley.
Well, it was there to promote the Alley,
yes.
So I promoted the Alley.
Yeah.
It's a healing process with the caveat.
Oh, here he goes.
Yes.
That's going to be a big
try to heal this marriage, even though we know we're headed to divorce.
But,
oh, no.
But we're going to go through the necessary steps of counseling and things like that to see where we go. So, yeah, that's going to be a definite conversation.
437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. As a U of L fan, it's gotten to the point where wearing a cup doesn't even make a difference anymore due to the repeated kicks in the balls.
Well, okay. That's a different take.
We have no dudes on this roster. You can't look at that field and go, that's the dude. We have no dudes. We don't have, you know, Mekhi Becton. We don't have Marcus Smith. You know, Jamie Burgess. Those guys aren't walking through the door. We have no dudes.
You know, Satterfield, the mountain man's probably laughing all the way to the bank. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm going to keep playing them scratch-off tickets. And when I win a big one, I'm going to pick Charlie Strong up in my paint van, and I'm going to buy him back to the University of Louisville.
I love that game. It's Scratch Off Jimmy. I think that's his name. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. Keep them coming, Crino.
Louisville is small. Our team physically is little. So I don't know if that's an App State thing that he thinks the size they had at App State equates to the Power Five, but it's not.
Okay, I'm not going to just give up the whole season because the first game was absolute garbage and we played like crap and they don't refuse to take my damn money that I work hard on to spend on my tickets and my soda pops and my cold beers and whatever. So we will be there, but hopefully the next home game after this Friday, everything will be running a little smoother.
Oh, man.
Andy, I've always been a big fan of yours.
Thank
but
you.
I tell you, I am still steaming. I mean, I've been known to put down a few shekels throughout the football season,
right,
be it college or pro. And Louisville was a 30-point favorite.
Yeah.
And I had two bills on Louisville. And to lose that game.
Oh, Tim.
Like, lose that bet like they did, I'm just like, I'm still steaming.
You should be.
It's like I was already counting the money as he was approaching the goal line. It was just unbelievable. It was amazing to me.
I didn't like the post game after what I watched, and then the post game was like, "Well, I thought we did pretty good." Well, then we're in trouble. I thought we did pretty good. We had some aspects.
Coach Mack didn't make the tournament, and.
Let me do this.
I mean, you know that thing he did.
Let me breathe.
That's not.
Oh,
that
no,
was all Dino's fault.
Nicky said
that was all Dino's fault.
He was why we didn't
make
it.
Whoa.
So
I love it.
What the hell, Gremlins?
Oh no, Nick! Nick sitting right there.
Like that?
No, Nick was sitting right there.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Chattanooga's gonna be on TV.
Oh no!
Chattanooga's gonna be on TV.
Yeah, they're not.
Nope,
they're not.
This
nope.
Livingston guy is probably the best small forward they've
had. It's like you're talking right to Ethan Moore
MKG.
Or State of Louisville.
I am talking to all you guys.
It's
you're
like
on notice.
State
you're
of
all
Louisville.
On notice.
Yeah.
Take your sad
Michael McCammon.
Your sad football team and your sad basketball team where your coach is suspended and let the big dogs eat, Andy. Let the big dogs eat. BBN's back. We're coming for you. You're sad State of Louisville. That's what you are, State of Louisville. The sad State of Louisville. Change
wound
your name of the
today.
Blog. Change your name of the blog. It's not the State of Louisville.
It's
the sad State of Louisville. That's what it is. Go ahead, fellas. I know you're listening. Give me credit. Just make sure that I get credit.
You get royalties.
Yeah, royalties off that. Yeah, baby.
Baby.
Let's beat Missouri.
Let's go.
You can't touch me. I'm bulletproof. Boy. There ain't nothing you can do unless something like catastrophic happens in UK land, which could happen. I'm just saying, if things just kind of go the way they're supposed to go, what are you going to say to me? All these Louisville fans texting in these little bum tweets or texts or whatever. It's like, shut up. I mean, go ahead. You want to make fun of me because my teams are excellent and yours aren't? I'm telling you what, Jack. It's back. Old school John Bleepin' Calipari. He lost some weight. He's looking a little trim. He had to go get the number one player in 2022. Said, come on home. Let's go. But Chris Livingston's committing on. He moved up the date. He went and visited Kentucky just one more time. He said, I want to. You know what he did? He wanted to shoot that commitment video. He wanted to shoot that commitment video.
I actually agree with you on that.
And then moved it up from October 15th to Wednesday. They locked it up, Jack. You locked Lock. Woo! I cannot. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I mean, Cal's back. He's back.
They're going to get Case and Wallace, too, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They locked it up, Jack. Lock. Woo!
Lock. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. It's ESPN 680-1057. It's The Take. Keep going. Can Big Rig give me Chris Livingston's top three strengths as a player since he's so familiar?
Yeah, he's good with he's good on defense. He's a multi position. He can guard multiple positions on defense. He runs the court very well. He's a dynamic scorer with the ball in his hands.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
you
I mean, I told you three things.
It just sucks. It's just the damn mood of every person you walk into in the parking lot. It's like, oh, man, this team stinks. What's going on with the basketball? What's going on with the president? What's going on? I mean, it is just such a dark cloud over every conversation. And it's like, damn, can't we get it's there's like zero positivity out there. Like people are even the people that are there. And look, there's plenty of negativity to keep people from being there. But even the people you're around, it's like, man, this is the fellowship of the miserable around here.
Oh, fellowship of the
illegally fired Tom Jarrett. Now, when it comes to the AD, Tom was a football guy. I'm not for sure, and I'm still not hooked on this Vince. And after him not supporting Chris, I'm still out in the left field with him. If you want to criticize and get rid of people, maybe you need to start talking about AD. I understand about the coach. Give this coach a chance. This AD was here before Tom left, and he had no problems wanting to step in Tom's place. And he has not done half of what Tom did. And I think it's disgraceful. They don't even have a street or nothing named after Tom, because Tom and the fans built that U of L.
Oh, by the way, I got some news. Rummage is there on site. You ready for this?
He is.
Jack, you ready for this? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, no. UCF players walking into the stadium.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Throwing L's down.
Yeah!
He visits Scott Clark yesterday.
Okay.
He went and made sure Scott Clark, we good? Scott Clark said, yeah, we're good. We're good. And then Cal's up and came to New Jersey. He's getting DJ wagged. You're like, hey, DJ, come home. Come home. Come on home, DJ. Let's go. Kentucky basketball is just right now late. Haymakers left, right, body blows, headshots.
This is going to be.
Let's go.
Jay Lucas cleaning up. He's cleaning up. Now, who's Derek Lively? That's more of a Coach Chin guy. We get him, number two player in the country. It's over. It's a Coach K. Bobby John Shire can't do this. You think John Shire's going to be able to do this? Yes, he ain't going to do this. Four-star, whatever.
I don't know.
Radikowski, whoever that guy is, big whoop. We don't need four stars anymore. We get five stars now. We're back. We're five stars. We're getting Brandon Knight. We're getting John Wall. We're getting Boogie Cousins. We're getting your boy Cat. This is who we're back. We're getting your boy. Yeah, AD. This is who we're getting now.
I remember
your boy Rummage over there.
Down.
I'm not scared of Calipari giving guys anymore. Oh, you scared now, big boy? You're ready to shake it in your boots.
Is any of these guys you're mentioning going to Louisville Live on Saturday?
No. No, not one. Yes. Well, because we found out that...
Yes!
Chortle from Jack! Yes!
Oh, I love that, Jack.
The best.
Texas says, Sad has lost the fan base. He's done. Well, he's lost the fan base thus far. Well...
Oh.
Justin Jeffries. That? It's got to be Justin Jeffries.
It's Rummage.
It's Rummage. Wow, that's a growl. I thought that was Justin Jeffries.
I did too. I really would
have lost all my money right there. Holy cow. We just spray all over the place.
New York is going to win.
That'll make Andy happy.
Thanks a lot, New York Mike.
Who's Andy? Oh. Andy what?
Sweeney, the program director, host of The Take.
Well, the guy that used to be on 4 o'clock?
No.
He's still on 3 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Mike.
How long can you go here? Let's go, big guy.
With
how
what?
Long you, with
libs?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Joe Biden. You got Nancy Pelosi. You got Rachel Maddow. You got your boy Chuck Schumer. You got Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
you got Jim Acosta. Lawrence O'Donnell.
Jim Acosta. Do you know favorite. Any politicians?
Just, I say a bunch you're of just, politicians.
No, but you're just going down like the CNN.
Barbara
and
Boxer.
Barbara Boxer.
Yeah, Barbara Boxer.
Who's that?
Joe Manchin.
Manchin a real person? Who
yeah,
is he?
He's a Democrat that's holding up all like the infrastructure bill and everything.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's that guy.
I'm not ready to give up. I'm not. I'm not ready to
just don't give me that positivity speech that didn't work for Ole Miss.
Ole Miss did offensively what I expected them to do. We didn't do our part on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, I'm going to get the break because right. Every time I say anything, you are I'm gaslighting you.
I'm sorry.
Fired up.
He's just gaslit all over the place here.
I'm not ready to give up.
I have no hope in my mind for Friday night. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. You know that. But with that type of energy, and this guy seems to be sticking to, well, I'm going to run it on second down if it's long or third down if it's long just to try to get half of it back. I mean, dude, if this guy comes out with that same game plan and no excitement at all, I'm telling you, man, Friday night and y'all's show next week, you might as well just start talking about new coaches. And, yes, I'm firing that guy, dude, Friday night at midnight if they lose, period.
I'm not ready to give up.
Well, I think Friday's really for high school football.
Well, then, hell, I'm going to stay home. I'll just stay home. I'm ready for Louisville life.
It's just hard as a rock, but you could soften it up, you know, with a little moisture.
Oh. Should be able to just whip it out and tap it.
What? Louisville fans for years have said, and whatever, have said, how in the crap does Matt Jones get all these inside stories? How does he know this? How does he know that? And we always thought,
gotta be Noah Peters.
This is what's hurting Louisville fans today. We always thought there was one mole. There was one guy, one girl,
well-connected mole
that was letting it out. I mean, we had people at this station, I think at one point, like literally at a lawsuit, you know, like trying to find the mole. And we're looking for a mole.
The single mole.
Oh. And what we found out this week is you don't have a one mole problem. You may have hundreds.
I agree with them.
We're going to have to audit.
I agree.
The last 4 years, Steve, of hires. I mean, there's no way to even do it now. You're like, we're infested.
I disagree. I mean, I disagree.
No, I mean, I'm saying we don't have someone to, yeah.
We don't have recourse.
Yeah.
But I still would like to know this information, Steve.
Yeah.
December 3rd.
I'm with Rummage on that one a little bit
2017.
More. Okay.
I agree with Rummage. Ugly sweater night.
Oh, man.
Some L's down.
Oh, he's doing L's down. Oh, with Patino. He's got a Patino shirt. He's doing L's down. I love him. I love Noah Peterson. Look him throw the L's down. He's got Ricky P on his shirt. Oh, yes. The BB, hashtag BBN. Yes.
So, you know, it's been kind of tough around U of L lately, if you haven't noticed. And I think a lot of our athletic department employees are really looking for some good vibes. You know, I think they're trying to stay positive as best they can. And hopefully they can execute and get a couple weeks off.
Kind of tough.
Isn't rock hard.
Like regular go.
You're inserting it.
Get used to it. Saddle up, big guy.
I'm ready. You I ready? Got the saddle on the horse.
I'm sure
I'm
you
ready
do.
To ride.
Look at
this
him right now.
This was the glory days, Andy. This is a national championship. I smell it. I'm sniffing it. It's coming.
Oh.
It's going to be here sooner rather than later. Buckle up. Let's go. Let's freaking go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ocasio Cortez.
I'm sorry, audience.
Kyle.
I
did the. I. That's why.
Oh man, the best is the AOC
that
one.
Was a good
What's
one.
Her name? Alexandra. What's
Ocasio
her name?
Ocasio Cortez.
Dude, that's the best one. That by itself might make the tournament. Just that right there. This is the AOC.
Yeah.
Dude, that right there. It doesn't get better than that sound. We cannot produce anything as good as that.
Yeah.
It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Fire away. Of John Calipari putting together the best recruiting class of all time in 2022.
All time?
Could wind up with 6 top 20 commitments in the cycle. Only one program has ever done that in the modern era, Kentucky in 2013.
Yes! Yeah, look, I mean, when Travis Branham was like, you know, Joel Justice and Tony Barbie, I'm validated. I was on those dudes for years. They weren't good. They weren't good at what they were doing. They were good enough to get number one classes with, you know, top 25, top 30, top 15 guys. That's not the standard. That's not Cal. This is Cal. This is what Cal built his reputation on, going what? Back to this Memphis, is, I can't and he's believe,
Jack,
back.
Jack, I just...
This is what I want. This is what we all wanted. This is what I was waiting for. This is what I was waiting for.
What I was waiting for.
On Saturday, if the president comes out, I think they should probably get booed. I think you're going to get, look, me and Mark talked about it. I think you're going to get a big free Chris Mack. Free Chris Mack. Free Chris Mack.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
Boo! I agree. You screwed my season up.
Steve. Sir, this is Wendy's.
Yeah. I'm on my way in. Sorry, I'm just getting ready for the... When Chris Mack comes out, though, I might tear my shirt.
She would get booed.
Oh, God, yeah. Free Chris Mack. Free Chris Mack. Free Chris Mack. Boo! What about this chant? Hire one of us.
Yeah.
Hire one of us. Hire one of us.
Screw Louisville.
Huh. This is, I guess, breaking news. Did you report this during SportsCenter?
About
there's a Louisville football player has been charged with leaving the scene of an accident. They're starting wide receiver. Josh Ali, scheduled to be in the Lexington courtroom next week on charges of leaving the scene of an accident without rendering aid and driving without insurance.
I hate the University of Kentucky. I can't stand them. I have said everything possibly bad to say about them, their players, their fans, their coaches, everything. If I'm driving to Knoxville, I'm finding an alternate route. I'm not driving through Lexington. That's how much I hate Kentucky.
There is a D's nuts.
Oh, there is a D's nuts. Man.
D-E-E apostrophe S.
That's brilliant.
You can touch D's. Suck on these.
I mean,
how tasty are these nuts?
It squirted out of my hand and went everywhere.
Do you think that they're like,
I'm going to get you these nuts.
Florida State's going to kill us. Florida State's going to kill us. We're going to go to Tallahassee and get killed. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Marcus, it's going to suck.
What are you going to do when I say, hey, Steve, it's our conference opener, so we have a chance to turn it around?
I might kill you. Am I allowed to say that on air?
Jaxie's yearning for that birth.
Jeff Brom's Jeff Brom. Brom, West Lafayette. Brom would have got him if Brom was here. Brom, Jeff Brom.
Jeff and Brian. And
Jeff Brom. Jeff Brom. Jeff Brom. Jeff Brom at Louisville gets it.
Texter says Jason Entz has AOC posters on his bedroom wall. Jack, where are we at here? We're about a minute away, and then the stations are going to simulcast.
Yes.
So that's where we are. Let's do this.
So the only thing that we really had left was all the Rummage Brom stuff, but I can nuts and
red.
Right. Let's do a
couple more and get out of here.
Yeah, four more. Yeah, they're all short.
All right.
Yeah.
Four more, and then we'll get out of here. Pre-game coming up here in mere moments live from Cardinal Stadium. Go ahead.
By the way, it's for Sean Salem.
The
Heisman winner from Colorado. Yes. There you go.
Was he a running back or quarterback?
Yes. No, he's running back.
Yeah. Okay.
That one hurts, man.
By the way, it's for Sean Salem.
Process.
I've been listening to you guys, and I'm just absolutely
amazed that you guys are not going to give this guy an opportunity to turn this football program around.
Well, you haven't been listening very closely. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm saying that's where the fans are. I'm not saying that's where I am. I'm saying that's where the fans are.
You are saying if he doesn't win, he needs to go. You know, he doesn't win for
Goodbye. Done. No. Don't come on. Put words in our mouth that we did not say.
I hate
being I don't understand. You can't reason with a terrorist like that.
All right. Last one. I think we might be momentarily on all stations. So last one, then a quick break, then Miller Lite pregame coming up next. Louisville, Central Florida. Everyone have a good, safe weekend, and we'll have all the coverage, obviously, of all the games this weekend. One more, Jackie Poo.
They do have bathrooms here. Obviously, they have the membership indoor bathrooms, and they do have porta potties. Men's and women's are separated. So, ladies, this is a place to come find a clean place to use the restroom.